The Chicago Blackhawks play one last game here at the Joe Louis Arena in Detroit as they take on the Red Wings, who will miss the playoffs for the first time in 25 seasons. And the Blackhawks can retake first place overall in the Western Conference and Central Division with the win. But to do it, they'll have to beat a Red Wing team that's feeling no pressure now that they're out of the playoffs. And sometimes those can be the most dangerous teams to play. Final meeting at the Joe Louis Arena is underway in the Red Wings' control. Mike Green for the right point tosses one toward the net. Blocked by Anisimov, who shovels to center ice. Panarin, then to Kane, over the wing line, down the right wing to Panarin. In front, he shoots, he scores! Artemi Panarin! With a one-time shot from just inside the left wing circle, Patrick Kane did not even look at him, and he tossed the puck over into the general area, and there was Panarin to drive it home. It's 1-0 Hawks. Kane pokes the puck to the line. Ouellette's got it. Top of the left circle. Shoots. They score. Well, it was Xavier Ouellette letting it go from out near the left point. Not sure if one of the wings was in front to tip that shot. But it ended up behind Corey Crawford, and the Wings have tied it at one with 3:35 left in the first. Campbell got it back top of the left circle and fires. Blocked by Tatar. He'll race with the puck into the Hawk line right wing. Give it to Jensen right circle. Drop pass and a shot by Anthony Seal. They score. With 8 seconds left in the period, the Red Wings lead it 2-1. Shot by Campbell from near the left point in the wing zone. Blocked by Tatar, who led the rush back down ice, and the Wings cashed in. It's Athanasiou with his second goal in as many games against the Hawks. And now Tatar firing from near the goal line, below the bottom of the right wing circle, a sharp angle shot, and Crawford stopped that one somehow, looked like the crook of his elbow, and it nearly rolled out of him and into the net. Going to give him the save of the game right there. Nyquist racing back the other way over the Hawk line. Right wing cuts back through the slot. Drop pass and a shot. Big save by Crawford. The rebound. They score. And it's Tatar. Tomas Tatar beside the Hawk net to lose puck. Slots it past Crawford. The Wings now lead 3-1. Quick pass across the ring down the right wing boards and behind the wing net where Kruger and Ouellette collide. Also got the puck of Van Riemsdyk. Shoots, he scores! Trevor Van Riemsdyk with a blast from the blue line. This may have hit somebody in front of the wing net, or it might be TVR's goal all the way. And if it is, he's two-thirds of the way to a Gordie Howe hat trick. Hawks now trail the Wings 3-2 with 44 seconds left in the second period. Zetterberg rolling right circle, moves him to the slot. Tatar shoots and scores. For Tomas Tatar, that's his second goal of the game to go along with an assist. And with 4:29 left in the third period, the Wings lead by a pair at 4-2. Anisimov sent it away, not out, kept in by Tatar, but he'll skate the puck to center ice. And there's the horn ending the hockey game. The Red Wings win tonight 4-2 in the final meeting here at the Joe Louis Arena between these two teams. This win by the Red Wings also ends the Hawks' 8-game road winning streak, which was a franchise best set in Nashville on Saturday night. They go down to defeat to the Red Wings here 4-2. So the Hawks need to regroup in a hurry, and they will take on the Minnesota Wild on Sunday morning at the United Center. In a real Central Division battle of the top two teams, and that should be some hockey game.